What are the potential barriers to conducting a small area analysis?
I would say all of those things that we were just discussing, figuring out your geography, figuring out what data are available, and if they aren't available, how can you create them, perhaps either primary data collection or doing small area estimation. And then your local knowledge, I think, is a huge factor. I used to work with an organization in Houston who did neighborhood level community health needs analyses. And, you know, we would get our data and we would go into those communities and say, these are the things that are wrong with your community. And they would say, wait a second, in my lived experience, these are the things that are wrong with my community. And so it's really taking into account what those community members want to see changed in their community as well. So what do you need to study to help them improve their own neighborhoods according to their wants and needs?
Agreed. You know, one of the things, Jennifer, you brought up was primary data collection, and it made me think about some of the things I've done with stakeholders. You know, as you're thinking about getting stakeholder input and community input, are you thinking about a survey of providers, what they do, what they don't do, what they think the issues are? Are you thinking about key informant interviews? Are you thinking about focus groups? It really, especially for primary data collection, you got to be really careful about how you're going to collect that data and in what form to make it the most useful.
And I'll add in there, also thinking about what other researchers may have come into this area and collected the same information. Because I think a lot of the neighborhoods that we are studying get studied over and over and over again and have a high level of data fatigue. They're tired of answering surveys. They're tired of providing this information. So to the extent that you can share your data as a researcher, at least even across a university setting, would probably be a great benefit to all of your analyses and those neighborhoods that are being investigated.